KEAWUL, and that's kind of one of my holdups that I, you know, when you pull up the screen for ResGrid and you make a call, there's a lot of things that you need to fill out before you hit submit. And some of them might be optional, but to do that for every person that you have to check in and manually type in an address on every one of those calls is going to take a significant amount of time. And that's why I like the idea of, you know, a comma-separated import, something that we can pull from our local database of gas stations, warming centers, cooling centers, nursing homes, grocery stores, and stuff like that, even repeater sites. And but then ideally, you guys on the in the field have those same, files, so that I don't have to tell you the exact address of a place. I can just tell you, location 53, and then you'll deploy to location 53 by looking at your chart and getting the address off of that. And that'll save us a lot of radio traffic time and make it a lot easier. That won't be the case for people that aren't part of APRC. So then you will have to be giving addresses over the air. But so I don't know. We really do need to find out what deployment should look like. But I actually find a hard time doing that, because it doesn't seem. It seems like it's going to be one of those things that I have to do, and then I have to present to everybody, because honestly, it seems like everybody else has their own chores they're working on, and then that's not their priority, but it is mine. And so I will probably have to find out what deployment looks like. I'd like to work with Wally on it more, because it is his territory, but I'm not sure that he has the time to get into it and visualize a dispatch system. I have a pretty good visual idea of what I think it should look like, but we need to, I probably need to do the proof of concept thing, come up with something, and then present it to the guys, and then hopefully I can get them on board, because that's usually the tried and true method I implement and have success with.